two religious teachers. Both claimed to be the final spokesman for God. Both were rejected during their day upon earth. Both of them were persecuted, and their followers after them were persecuted at periods of time. And the sayings of both of these religious teachers have been preserved in writing and influenced an untold amount of people over the last several hundreds of years. The two people I'm talking about, the two teachers, are Jesus and Muhammad. They are both legitimate historical figures. No honest person can deny the fact that Jesus lived and that Muhammad lived. There is too much historical evidence that they actually existed. And they have had tremendous impact upon history. Matter of fact, the bulk of the world's population today and the bulk of the world's population over the last 1,500 or so years have adhered to their teaching. And as a result, not only do their religious beliefs reflect that, but even their culture and their way of life have been greatly impacted by either the teachings of Jesus or the teachings of Muhammad. But they're more than just interesting figures to consider. Because men who claimed what they claim cannot be just sources of, entertainment or interest. Because these men and the things that they claim, they force us to make some kind of decision about them. That we've got to examine their deeds, their words, and determine their credibility of character and the validity of their message. They demand that of us because of what they taught and who they claim to be. We're engaged in this series of lessons, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, searching for answers in the midst of face of conflict, because recent national and international events have piqued our interest in some things that, well, before we were not that interested in. First of all, the religion of Islam, which most people in America have only had a very shallow understanding of it or knowledge of it. And also how that Islam intersects with Judaism and Christianity. And there's really a couple things we're attempting to do in this series that I think are unique compared to the things that we're hearing in the swirl of the media around us. Some things that we can do to really fill in some gaps and deal with some questions that people have. First of all, we're trying to provide a background, a historical framework to the roots of these three faiths. It's important that you go back and examine the way something started or what it was when it began. We understand that when it comes to the religious world today, regarding Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, that it's a very splintered world, even within Judaism, within Christianity, and within Islam, using Christianity in a very broad term there. And really what's happened is that over the years, is that each one of these faiths have evolved, and various sects and groups and divisions have occurred within them. Unfortunately, Christianity is probably the most splintered one, using again that expression very loosely to describe any group or any person who claims to follow Jesus as the Christ. What we're attempting to do is not to look at the evolved versions of these faiths. Do you understand that when it comes to Christianity, there are modern versions of Christianity that are evolved versions, and then there is the original version of Christianity that you read about in the New Testament. But I know that this local congregation makes a plea to follow. What we're attempting to do is look at not the evolved versions, but the original versions. And just as it serves us well in Christianity to go back to the original source of the New Testament and to build from that our belief about Christ and His people, it's also helpful to go back to the origins of Judaism and the origins of Islam so we can better understand them even today. If you ask somebody who's a Christian, well, what do Christians believe? You know, and the person might say, well, it depends. Are you a Baptist or a Methodist or a Lutheran or what? And that's a very complex question. And the same is true about Muslims. What do Muslims believe? There are a lot of different varieties of Muslims, as there are different varieties of Jews. But we're giving most of our attention in this series to the original version of these faiths. Because roots are very important. And roots do continue to affect things for many years to come. The other thing we're attempting to do, and really this will be our task Sunday, in the two lessons, the last two lessons of this series, is to make a comparison. Is Muhammad believable in his teaching? Is the Quran believable? Is the Bible believable? Is Jesus credible as being a teacher from God? These are some of the things that we're going to deal with. But before we do that, we're trying to lay some groundwork over these first few nights. And that's why I beg your patience and indulgence as we look at some background material and historical events so that we can, well, when it comes to making a comparison between Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, that we have, well, enough information to make an intelligent choice and to make a reasonable decision regarding what is believable and what is not believable. Last night we looked at Israel, past and present. Tonight we turn our attention to Islam, over which we'll spend most of our time over the next several lessons, to look at the birth of Islam. But of course the main goal in this is to provide us information to make an investigation as we make a search to find that which is right and true that will lead us to God and lead us to our soul salvation. Islam. Before we begin to talk about what